5 5 9 9
Rhythm and
Global Groove on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, I'm Nikki B, and right now we are joined by Tuxen. I'm so excited you're in the studio. Welcome to the World Show, Tuxen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes,
I hope you're good. How are you?
I'm good. And you know, I've got a really full show today, but I was thinking about it. We don't have a lot of time, and I want you to do a mix, but I really want to know your whole story. So you'll have to promise me you'll come back one of these days.
I have to. I'd love to, actually.
Yes, me too. I'm so blown away by your new album, as I said to you when you walked in. Yeah. It was like, thank goodness I don't have to choose which songs to play. Because there's 18 songs.
Yeah.
18 songs, and everyone is exceptional. It's such an incredible... It's what I... In fact, let me ask you this. If I'd never met you... You know, they say, oh, Tuxen, he's Afrotech, I'm a piano. I don't think you're either of those. Yeah. If I'd never listened to your music and I said to you, oh, hi, I'm Nikki, what is your music? Describe your music. How would you describe it?
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. I'd say, well, my music, I am a South African artist, born and raised here, and my musical influences are from my father. And my father is one person that has been teaching me music a lot, and I'll know more about the variety of music, you know. So you have jazz, you have kwaito, you have all of those things. I'm a product of that, you know. So in my music, I produce house music, but I don't like putting myself in that box where I would say only Afro house, because my mind works in a very different way. I wouldn't say different, but I think we share the same thing with a lot of artists. But when you're a person that doesn't like boxing yourself, you wouldn't want to categorize yourself under just Afro house, you know. So I am a product of house music. I blend different styles, and I try and see what feels good, and I go with that.
Is your father a musician or just a listener and collector?
My father used to be a musician.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and now is a collector.
Okay, good.
And a fan of mine.
And you're a musician. And you're a musician.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You
yes.
Play what, guitar and percussion?
I am a producer and a DJ. You know. Yeah.
But you're also a musician.
Yes.
I think you're being a bit humble, because honestly, when I listen to your new album, particularly all your music, you approach the electronica as an instrument.
Yeah.
You know, would I be right in saying that?
Yeah. I believe everything is from a perspective. It's about the perspective that you give to it. And I just treat music like that. And I just feel like there shouldn't be boundaries. I just like blending things. I'm just a fan of, okay, what do I do when I take this and mix it with this? And then sometimes it's like cool, sometimes it's like, why did you do that? You know, but I find joy in just mixing all of those things, whether they make sense or they don't. And the more they do not make sense, the more I get curious as to, okay, why?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like breaking the boundaries and giving yourself permission to, I suppose.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Yes.
But it's interesting you said that, as you described what your father has introduced you to. When I listen to this album, I think this man listens to music from all over. I can tell that you listen to all kinds of music just by the music you make. There's a lot of Pan-African influences as well.
Yeah. Deeply, my music is deeply inspired by African cultures and just Africa as a whole. You know, I feel like there's a lot that still is yet to be discovered, you know, with us. I think we've been adapting cultures from outside and not finding the coolness in our culture. And right now, I feel like this is a great thing to do and represent culture like that, you know. And I am a product of African music also, like I said, my father made sure that, and it wasn't even like yeah, you have to listen to the song. It's like, no, what do you think of the song?
Yes.
Oh, this is an artist from Nigeria. Oh, okay, this is Fela Kuti. Oh, okay, cool, this is the music. Hey, this music doesn't sound like the music that I normally listen to, but it's like, ah, just listen to it, you know.
Yes.
And for me, I'm a product of that, where I just want to learn from that. Okay, let me mix this, let me go into a space, let me figure out what makes this sound move, you know. And yeah, like I said, my father did a really great job at making sure that my ears are open like that.
Absolutely. And but even musically, especially on this album, what's it, God's Window 1?
God's Window Part 1.
Part 1. Oh, now you know there's another one coming. But, you know, I find sometimes the guitar work, even the rhythms, the beats you use, it's almost like you transcribe some of the instruments. You know, you're not just making beats, you actually referring to indigenous rhythms. Is that a conscious thing, or is that something that's inherent in you, I suppose?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I'm like, today we're feeling like this. You know, this is. If I was living or was to wake up in Nigeria, what type of vibe? What type? You know, what? How would I connect? What would my day look like? You
yes.
know? And I visit those things, and also the other things are just implanted in my head from just the music that my father has just been listening to, and I sometimes think it's. In my head, I'm thinking it's something new, and then I played for him, and then it's like, ah, oh, do you know this song? Like, ah, okay, cool. I didn't know, you know. So I think it's like an indirect learning that
yes.
I just grab around, you know.
It's subliminal, almost. Yeah. The music was in the background as
yeah.
well.
And when I'm in studio, yes. it all comes back, you know.
Yes.
It's like, oh, do you remember this? Okay, yeah, let's go there, you know, let's go there. And then I visit most of this, and I find joy in that, because I just don't like music sounding like I'm telling the same story.
Yes.
You know, so I want to go into different spaces. I go to PE Port Elizabeth, and then I'm like to like umgidi, you know, those things when there's like a ceremony and
yes.
stuff. And then I listen to the chants, and then I'm like, oh, they're chanting like this. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This would be dope if I put in my sound, you know, and explore with that. And then I go to Durban, and it's the same thing. I'm like, oh, this is all right. And then we go across the border, and then you're like, okay, we are here. But I just find fun in those things, and I put myself in those spaces, in spaces where sometimes they're uncomfortable, but you find gold in the from the listening. I like giving someone an ear so that they can just tell me, you know. I can just be the sponge of that, you know. I don't know when I'll be able to use that information, but I'll use it someday.
Beautiful. And the other thing also is your music for me is deeply spiritual. I read somewhere that you've describe, you know, working with music as working with energy. I don't know if I'm paraphrasing it correctly.
Yeah.
Can you expand a little bit on that? What are your views on that?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Music is energy. I feel like it's a spiritual thing, you know, from my relationship with the drum also. My relationship with the drum is like in my street, there's like 3 sangomas. Right. And so when there's an awakening, someone is in there, and then during an initiation, when then someone has an awakening, and then they have to shout, ah! And then there's people who are beat drums, play drums for him or her, and then they come down. Right. And then I'm like, okay, they had to play drums so that for this person to heal, for them to be quiet and be fine. So there's power in that, you know. So my relationship with the drum comes from that perspective of it needs to be spiritual. I remember those drums that I've been playing almost every day. They would be part of my background, you know. And at some point, subconsciously, I'm learning and I'm healing also from hearing those things, you know. So I believe each and every note speaks, and it needs to be allowed, right? So even with music, how I arrange music, I like making sure that every instrument speaks. Whether it's a bass line, there's a moment for it. there's, if it's drums, there needs to be a part where drums shine, you know, everything, because yeah, it's spiritual like that. We need that healing, you know. People go to groove. Right now, someone is at groove, and you ask yourself why. Because they're there for the music, you know. They're there for the healing, and we enjoy music together, and that is therapy to us.
Well, it's so interesting you said that as well, because when I listened to God's Window Part 1, what it conjured for me is this is ceremonial music. This is your music that you, I feel like I'm in a divine ceremony, if I put it that way. And that for me is what's so beautiful about it. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the album, and then I want you to do a mix.
Okay. God's Window Part 1, deeply inspired by Kranskop, God's Window,
yes.
The Cliff Edge. And for me, I remember...
By nature, I would say. Yes,
the nature, right?
Yes.
And I remember going there and seeing those views and the authenticity of it, right? And you could see the cracks, you could see the colors, you could see all of those things. And I'm like, I'd love to be the vessel of truth when it comes to music, you know? I'd love to report music from that view and report everything that I see, you know, not only one space, you know? And because there, I see water, I could see mountains, I could see, like... That's the whole view, you know, like it's beautiful. You see nature, the colors and everything. And I wanted to express that. And with that, it was firstly, let's make 12 songs, and then it ended up being 18 songs.
And this is only part one.
And this is part one. There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much to say, you know, there's so much to say. And I feel like during the making of this project, it was made, like, I think we started making it 2022, and then we've just been shaping it, and I've built relationship with the collaborators that are in there, you know. There's Meda, there's Kolan Guitars, there's Tandazo, Tete, Leko M. Those are people that actually, Leko M, Tete, Suffocate, people that are from my hood, right?
This is the community.
Yes, this is the community.
Yes.
And they helped me shape this story, because we've been doing this together. And right now, this is only part one. This is the beginning, and it's out. It was out on the 26th of September, and I hope people are able to go get it, and we are really excited about it.
I'm very excited about it. You're going to mix for us, and we can look at what you mixed afterwards, but I hope you're playing a lot, if not all, of this album. Are you going to... You promise me you're playing some from the album?
Okay, maybe one or two.
Okay. Tuxin with us on the World Show, and he is going to give us a beautiful, I guarantee it's going to be something special, guest mix right after this.
Global Groove on the World Show with Nikki B.
Can I? I get deeper into the vibe. What? I should have a glass, shut the door by myself, checking it out. I'm not dancing no more, but why?
Kaya 959, and I've got to say yay. Jackson, what a mix. Yo.
Thank you so much.
You
thank
see you what so I mean, everyone? This man cannot. In fact, earlier on, I was going to say, if I had to give someone a description of your music, I would say it's African music. That's it. Interpret how you want. It's got all those elements. Yeah. It truly, I wouldn't put it into like, this is Afro house, this is, Afro tech, three step. This is African music. Yeah. Thank you so much for a beautiful mix.
Thank you.
So you are going to share the songs, and I'm going to post them on my playlist at the end so people can see what you were playing. Okay. And obviously you were playing Tucson.
Of course.
Yes.
Of
course. And mixing. You're mixing. Tucson, you. I want to see you take the world by storm. I know you've already been dipping in your foot in the oceans across the world, but really, this is what I would like to see the world see and hear. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate this.
Oh, wow. You promised me you're going to come back and play.
Of course.
Yes. But